on the pen.
You have
Did a Kenyan on the pen.
you have the last Sif, and then you have Alphaz and Gimel.
Israeli number?
So you'd Gimel, yeah? Kuf
Yep.
Yudalid, you'd Gimel. You need to be careful not to be nene, not to benefit after Pesach from Chametz Yisrael that was not sold properly. For all those that like, what's the name of that schnapps? Whiskey, what's it called? Bourbon, right? This is the big bourbon issue. Right, because they sell, there's a lot of the bourbon places were owned by Yidden who didn't sell their chametz. Right, so then you have a problem there. So that's they mean they didn't sell the chametz, so therefore you can't eat it. Fine. Now, Nusach Shtar Mechiras Chametz. Let's learn it. Why not? Lamata. Those of us that are signing Lamata, Macharti Ha'arul means a guy, meaning because he doesn't have a bris. Pliny is called ha spirits, Shiesh li b'martev, any all the schnapps that I have in the basement, Badira Shani Darba, the Dira that I live in, Mamartev hu b'soich hachatz mitzat Sofen, and it's in the north side of the Sofen, of the field of the basement, Hasheni mitzat Mizrach. And the second one is on the east. Bechol ha spirit, sheyesh li sham hein bechavisin beninis, whether they're in middle barrels, hein bechavisin gedolos, or in their large ones. Hakol machardi lahanal emakelim ba'ad reish ches reish chav zehuvim ishtrei chav. Okay, whatever. Vegama rak sheyesh li sham betzloikus gadol le'erach sheva midas machardi li ba'ad hei zehuvim. Veliyah kli without the kli. Vegam shlivovitz, meaning it's all basically schnapps. He's giving exact price. I'm just skipping the Yiddish words. Vegam spirit to shtei chavis gedolus v'chashukei barzel that were in metal utensils. Gamken rekonius mis spirits that are also empty. I'm going to skip this part because these are all his specifics. I went down a few lines. I took from him a down payment of Yudzuvim, 10 gold coins. The rest he owes me. And the payment is not due less than 10 days from the date that's going to be below, meaning 10 days is going to cover the whole Pesach. And I'm renting to him as a martif anal, because you have to rent the guy the place where the chametz is. And from now for 10 days. From the date below, he's renting him. So again, he's renting him the basement for four zehuvim, and the wines and the schnapps and all that, for whatever the amount that he said above. But Gibalti Aravan Gimel Zuvim, and he took 3 gold coins as a down payment for the rental. Al Moses, a kafti lo b'milvah, sheyishalem li, lo yuchar miyud yomem miyom delamata, no less than 10 days. Agav karka hamuscholoi, and agav the karka, meaning when he rents him the karka, the land, so through that he's doing a kinyan, dahinu amarti v'acheder, I'm renting him the basement, or the storage room, and the room, hiknesi lo kolam ataltan alal, I'm also being makna to him all the belongings. So ani moida b'haida gemura, and I'm being moida with a legitimate haida. Shescharti li amartev acheder anal, that I rented him the martev. V'kinesi lo'i kolam ataltun lan anal. V'chol mina kinyonim hamayilim be'ezim mehen shiye a kinyon chal. Whichever way the kinyon is going to be chal. Al pi das teresenu ha-kadosh. V'al pi nimusi ha-keso yomrim haidoi v'amedina. And the law of the emperor, which is an interesting lashon, may he be raised up. And the state, believe shum tainu mana, that any sort of complaints, we're just be able to last b'chol anal, and the owner, the buyer, the guy could do whatever he wants. Kachol chefzir zoning, do whatever he wants with it. Limkar, he can sell it, v'litim b'matana, give it as a present, lasker, but to rent it out, believe shum meicha, nobody can complain. He could take everything home. But if it should be left there, meaning in his basement, the way it was. Me'ata hakol hu b'achrayusa shel hakoina. It's all under his responsibility. Ve'en alai shum achrayus. I have no responsibility. V'afilo achrayus oinus. Even if a fire goes in the house, it's his responsibility, not mine. V'asati li drisa seregel. V'asati loy. I'm sorry. Drisa. I gave him of the right of way. Derech chatzera v'derech beisi, through my yard and through my house. Leil kila martif v'lecheder anal, to go in the martif in that room. Hamascharam le that I rented out to him. V'chein im yirtzi b'soich meshach yimei haschiras. And if he wants, through the time of the rental, limkom re'atatlan le'isha achar, if he wants to sell it to somebody else, l'chol abayim v'dayte, whoever comes from his das, l'kulam yesh lam jesus regal, whoever he decides to sell it to, also has access to my house. Kamasati le'asam haftechois, as min amartif, I'm giving him the keys from the martif, min acheder anal, nasak, b'chol oifin ayoyser mayal. It's all done in the best way. Al pi das Torasenu Hakadosh, al pi nimusi akesar yaram hoydev amedina, ungvar yudal nisan tov reisham etes rumer mshimin israelich. Fine. Yeah. So that was basically the shtar. And then he goes nusach shtar mechiras chametz from the Noida Yehuda in Yiddish with the chsam sefer. Is the following one that we are not going to read. Because it's basically a Yiddish translation of the above. Okay, Kuftas Vav. What's Nageyata this year? Dini Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos, Voy Vav Sifin. So that's when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, like this year. So Erev Pesach, Chalias B'Shabbos, Baitkin is the Chametz, Valel Yib Gimel, Yid Dil B'Dikas Chametz. And the night of the 13th, right? This year's Thursday night. That's Thursday night, which is really Friday. You do the regular Sreifa. You don't have to say Kol Chamira in the morning when you're burning it, because there's no point. You're going to probably have Chametz till Shabbos morning.
Well, we do the beer chametz at the same time, like at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Really, there's no rush. I think the minig is to do it at the proper time, but you don't. There's really you can do it all day, right? The bechor fasts on Thursday. If he can't fast, he can taste a little bit of food, kaidam abadika, a yasa shliach livdek, or he can make a shliach to do the badika schametz. Gimel ein mevashin l'shabes, ze tafshili k'mochen u'grisin sheichal n'stavik b'kederes. Don't make foods that are, you know, like a cholin with barley that sticks to the pot. V'asa l'adichon, and you can't wash them because you're washing them for weekday. Alken yivashu rak macholim she'enu m'stavikim. You can only cook food, foods that don't get stuck. And after you eat your chametz, see, listen what he says there. After you eat your chametz, you shake off the tablecloth. You hide the tablecloth with all the chametz kelim in a room you're not going to on Pesach. And that's it. You sweep it onto the floor. If you have a little bread, then you give it to a guy as a present. You should be careful with the Isser Haitzah, right? I mean, don't carry it to them. And you can sweep the house with the goy, because back then they had dirt floors. So a goy could sweep or let's say with a shinui if it's necessary. And that's it. That's basically all you do for Pesach. Nowadays we're so busy with don't eat chametz and egg matzah. I don't understand what the big deal is. Take a roll, eat the roll, sit at your dining room table. You have a plastic tablecloth, wrap it up, throw it in the garbage, and that's the whole deal. I don't know why everybody making so much sugar, but I can understand. I understand the nerves. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop over there.